The biggest part is coming last. That's what I was told years ago, before I was even a doula. The biggest part is coming last. So I want you to remember that if you follow my story. I became a doula. I kind of stumbled into that work. I came into it kind of in an altruistic sense of wanting to help families grow and help them just experience the fullness of a transformative event in their lives. I accompanied my first doula client untrained, completely untrained. Her husband was unable to make it to her birth, so I was promptly called to action because she needed somebody there. And I was going to accompany her for what was going to be a cesarean birth. It was not something that she had necessarily planned, but I was handed scrubs. I was handed things to go over my shoes and thrust into this OR with my friend who was being told that it was only going to last 30 minutes, that it was only going to feel in this way, that soon she was going to be a parent. And what struck me during that experience was what she was told. She was told how she was going to feel. She was told what was going to be done to her. And then she was going to become a parent. The birth went beautifully. She had a beautiful child, but again, she was told in this process what was going to be done to her. So we fast forward several years, and I'm pregnant now. And this was not my first pregnancy. I have actually 5 children. This was my last pregnancy. So again, the biggest part is coming last. I had gone through 4 pregnancies without any complication at all, and I made the 5th decision, which for me was normal, to have a baby at home with a nurse midwife who looked like me. Because so often in Western birth, the hospital is not set up to cater to the needs of somebody who looks like me. The oxygen saturation that is gauged just to make certain that I'm breathing accurately or I'm breathing well enough is not meant to pick up the nuance of my skin. So I'm treated one way in birth, and I wanted to be treated the way that I am in birth. So I made my decision to have my child at home with a nurse midwife who had hospital privileges should things go south, but somebody who could treat me as me and somebody who wouldn't tell me what was going to be done to my body, but was going to encourage me to do what my body was equipped to do. And then I heard the words that I never have heard ever with relation to any one of my previous pregnancies, Frank Breech. And for those of us who are mothers, we all know Frank Breech means that the biggest part is coming last. And you get this nice little squishy bottom that's coming first, but the biggest part is coming last. And I was completely floored. I didn't know what to do. But I still knew stubbornly that I was going to do things for my body the way that I thought I really wanted to. I just wanted to be safe. I tried everything. I tried having my baby turned externally. It didn't work. I tried acupuncture. It didn't work. I tried standing on my head in a pool. It didn't work. I tried crying. That didn't work. I tried that a lot. I tried negotiating with my unborn baby just to get this baby to turn head down so that the biggest part didn't have to come last. But stubbornly, that head stayed here, the bottom stayed down, and here we are. So I went into labor. I needed to be told the one thing that I really needed to be told was that I could do it. And I had a midwife who looked like me who said just that. In the preparation for my labor, I remember my mother papered my entire floor with those really slippery Chucks pads that, you know, just you're walking, you slip. You're really thinking, like, if labor doesn't kill me, then slipping on this floor really might. I remember my mom not really knowing that I didn't want to be approached. I needed to be in my space to do what I knew that I could do instead of have somebody do it for me. And then I remember as labor progressed, I also had a friend that was giving me counter pressure. My midwife was there. My midwife's assistant was there. And then the doubt starts to come in right when you reach that turning point of, I don't think I can do this anymore. This was a stupid idea. Somebody get me to a hospital. I can't. And the one person who said the one thing that I really needed to hear was, hey, the biggest part is coming last, but you're capable. And that was my mother. And she said, you can do it. And I did. So my biggest part came last. My fifth child dropped into the world, and she mooned everybody in the room before she dropped her little fists. She opened these brown eyes and looked at me like she had been here the entire time. She is the biggest part of the close of an era in my life that I will always, always, always cherish. She and each of her siblings have taught me that I can be anything in this world, but I'm greatest when I'm mothering them. She's 15, almost 15. She is an incredible human being. She's studying for a bio exam right now, but she has closed what has been the greatest era. And of all of the things that I can be called, social worker, therapist, psychotherapist, helper, doula, my favorite is mom. Thank you.